We now start our next study in Mark chapter 4, verses 1 through 20. Verse 1. Again, Jesus began to teach by the lake. The crowd that gathered around him was so large that he got into a boat and sat in it out on the lake, while all the people were along the shore at the water's edge. Verse 2. He taught them many things by parables, and in his teaching said, Verse 3. Listen, a farmer went out to sow his seeds. Verse 4. As he was scattering the seeds, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Verse 5. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly, but the soil was shallow. Verse 6. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no roots. Verse 7. Other seeds fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants, so that they did not bear grain. Verse 8. Still other seeds fell on good soil. It came up, grew, and produced a crop, multiplying 30, 60, and even 100 times. Verse 9. Then Jesus said, He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Verse 10. When he was alone, the 12 and the others around him asked him about the parables. Verse 11. He told them, The secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you. But to those on the outer side, everything is said in parables. Verse 12. So that they may be ever seeing, but never perceiving, and ever hearing, but never understanding. Otherwise, they might turn and be forgiven. Verse 13. Then Jesus said to them, Don't you understand this parable? Then will you understand any parable? Verse 14. The farmer sows the word. Verse 15. Some people are like seed along the path, where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in them. Verse 16. Others, like seed sown on rocky places, hear the word and at once receive it with joy. Verse 17. But since they have no roots, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Verse 18. Still others, like seed sown among thorns, hear the word. Verse 19. But the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desires for other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful. Verse 20. Others, like seed sown on good soil, hear the word, accept it, and produce a crop 30, 60, or even 100 times what was sown. Now we continue our study of Mark, chapter 4, verses 1 through 20. The heading states, The Parable of the Sower. Jesus frequently taught in parables. A parable is a story with a spiritual application. Here Jesus describes a farmer who went out to sow seeds in his field. Naturally, as he went along scattering the seeds with his hand, the seeds fell onto different types of ground. The harvest depended upon the kind of soil where the seeds fell. The disciples did not understand what Jesus meant, so they asked him to explain. Jesus describes four types of people who hear the word of the gospel. The first type is like hard-packed soil. These hard-hearted people do not let the word penetrate into their lives. They reject it immediately because they have closed their minds. The second type is like seed sown in rocky places. The idea here is of a thin layer of topsoil covering a large rock. When seed is sown in such a place, it will germinate and grow in the shallow soil, but it will not develop deep roots. When the sun comes out, and it doesn't rain for a few days, the plants will wither and die. This represents a person who eagerly receives the word but doesn't develop roots through faith and Bible study. This person will not have the ability to withstand the temptation and persecutions that come along in life. Third, Jesus describes the thorny soil. In this ground, the plant is overshadowed by taller weeds which suffocate fruit production. This soil symbolizes people who receive the word and, although they allow it to continue in their lives, permit competing interests to dwarf it. These other influences may not be bad things in themselves, but they dominate the person's life so that the seed cannot bear fruit. Finally, Jesus describes good soil in which plants bear abundant fruit. This soil represents Christians who are diligent in the service of God. As we continue in our study, there's a note, and it states, "Which soil are you?" Everyone has a place in the parable of the sower. Jesus wants us to evaluate which type of soil we are. First, hopefully, we won't be the hard wayside soil. If we are, we will close our minds to the truth and refuse to allow the gospel to penetrate our hearts and change our lives. Second, perhaps we'll be the rocky soil. On the surface, we appear to grow and serve the Lord enthusiastically, but we aren't deepening our roots through faith. Through study and through a deeper personal relationship with Christ. When times become tough, we will fall away and others will marvel, because on the surface it looks like we are doing so well. Third, if we end up being the thorny soil, we will continue to be a Christian, but our lives will be dominated by other activities and we will never have much time or attention to share with spiritual concerns. This is probably the most subtle danger, because the plant in the thorny soil never completely falls away. As a result, we can soothe our conscience and believe that we are still doing okay, when in fact we aren't bearing fruit. Fourth, ideally, we will be the good soil that bears the fruit of righteousness for the Lord. We continue with another note, meditation on the seed. Jesus explains that the seed represents the word of God. This is found in the book of Luke, chapter 8, verse 11. There are many lessons that can be learned by the analog between seed and the word. For example, seed always produces after its kind. That is, rice seeds always produce rice plants. Corn seeds produce corn plants. And pumpkin seeds makes pumpkin plants. There are no exceptions. By the plant that results, one can determine what seed was planted. So it is in the spiritual realm. When the pure word of God is planted, the result plants are Christians. What would happen if you merely planted the scripture without mixing in any other teachings? Seed never changes. It would be theoretically possible to eliminate pumpkin plants from the face of the earth. Yet, if pumpkin seeds were preserved, someone many years later could plant them and again produce pumpkins. So also in Christ. Seed is the word of God. Even if there had not been servants of Christ on the earth for a long time, people returned to follow the Bible only, they would become Christians. Our goal should be to reproduce pure disciples of Christ in the 20th century, just like they were in the first. This ends our study of Mark chapter 4, verses 1 through 20.